Welcome to the All Tides Podcast, a space to remind you that there's magic in the water and in each of us. The All Tides Podcast is my venue to share stories and conversations with friends about water as our healer, the importance of protecting what we love, and how time in nature can be both the most important and the easiest mindset work. In chatting with other water babies, I explore and acknowledge the unique currents that brought each of us to and through where we are now, and ultimately inspire one another to unapologetically chase more sunsets or live a life of beauty and adventure on your own terms. Shed the weight of the past, trust the flow of what's for you, and know it's safe and important to thrive in all tides. Hey guys, welcome to episode 14 of the All Tides Podcast. Hope you are having a beautiful day. I'm feeling rambly. And as always, my disclaimer, I swear. So be warned. So I'm recording this on a Wednesday morning, and the last week, like the days from in between today and last Wednesday, are truly such a 100% blur. One of my best friends was in town visiting for her aunt's birthday, who lives in Milwaukee, and she was staying with me, and we had so much fun and wine and celebration. Then there was Kobe and, you know, the tragedy of that accident. And then there were like a million commitments I had. Saturday, we had yoga in the shop just about every day. We also had snow, which was just complicated for logistics of things. There really was like minimal sleeping, a lot of hustling, a lot of emotion. I mean, no one's shocked by that. And yeah, I don't know. I alluded to wanting, in my last episode, I had wanted to be doing something that I felt would be huge for me and my business. And how, you know, all these different pings had led up to the fact that I could do the thing and blah, blah, blah. And the thing happened, and there's really no telling right now in this moment if it made any difference at all in my business or not. I was talking about the Milwaukee Boat Show, and I knew it was going to be this like amazing opportunity to meet people who love the water, but I must confess that I did think it was also going to be an amazing opportunity to sell some of my past season stuff or things that aren't environmentally friendly that I'm no longer feeling comfortable offering, to just like generate the cash that's required to like invest in my next round of inventory. And I felt like, okay, this crowd is usually like doing some bargain hunting, but they have money. And it's still good quality stuff, and I can easily sell it because they're not really invested in the brand. They don't know the brand story, and I don't care. They don't care. They just want like cute lake things. They're like super stoked on all things water because they just bought a boat or are inspired by the boat or, you know, all the different boats, whatever. So that backfired. So what happened instead is I was just a bit too proud of the brand and my products to really make connections with people who didn't care about the environment. There were a lot of people just looking for deals, and at first I really resented their negative energy, and like people would say things like, don't you think $30 for a t-shirt is a little much? And I'd be like, okay, here we go. But anyway, they just had like, they didn't care. They don't care or know about the way that I source anything, what I stand for at all. So sales were slow, but traffic was also incredibly slow. Regardless, I'm just kind of rambling now, but what also happened is I talked with a handful of people that made the really long days so beautiful, so worthwhile. And first of all, if you've never been a vendor at a show like that, it's a role you should probably experience for some major humble pie people can be really tough, but people can also be really lovely. And you really have no idea what you're going to get in terms of every single interaction or about a show in general. And while the weather had this particular show quite under attended, it did mean that there was a lot of time to chat with the other vendors. And it also meant that when people were at your booth, you had time to have real conversations with them versus just, you know, quick transactions. But there was a lot of really mixed energy. The person next to me was hustling so hard and probably talked to like 4,000 or 5,000 people over the course of the show. There were other people who were just super negative. And my approach was that I was just going to stay in my own lane. Yeah, there were low moments and I was able to detach enough from that to just like stay present and to find things that made me happy, to connect with people and to just focus on having fun. I also had no Wi-Fi or really much cell service, so it truly meant that I could focus on people, on myself, on my product, and on thinking and just, I don't know, being present. And whether or not it was through the lens of anything to do with my purpose of being there. Honestly, I started to think that maybe my purpose for being there had less to do with Lake Effect and more to do with human connection and reframing tough experiences, finding gratitude, and dwelling in possibility. Meaning, you know, you make connections, you have these conversations, and maybe they don't mean you get what you want on the spot, but that doesn't mean it won't turn into something beautiful in the longer term. And I'm probably going to come back to presence. I touched on that earlier, a little bit later on. And I know I've talked about it quite a few times on the podcast, but it's so important. And it's not an easy thing to achieve. So I think it's worth the constant discussion. I shouldn't say it's not an easy thing to achieve. It is if you're intentional. Anyway, back to the boat show. It was this like wonderful test of faith and really a test of so many things. But it was also highly draining of time. So with my friends staying with me, I also had like plans to meet. We had plans to meet up with another one of our friends and, you know, then go to a party. I also had like a lot of people trying to meet up with me over the course of the weekend that I just had to, you know, say no to. There's just so much going on. And what would usually happen in a situation like this is I'd throw a fit somewhere along the way, you know, frustrated that I wasn't more accessible to the people I wanted to spend time with, or, you know, I wasn't able to do the things I really wanted to do. But the more I thought about this, I was like, okay, I have all these people supporting me. I have people, I'm paying people to be in the shop. I'm paying people to, I wasn't paying my parents, but I'm depending on my parents to help me with various things, including moving me in, moving me out of the show, as well as actually work the show. But so they're showing up for me and for the business. And it occurred to me that like I also needed to and could just devote my energy to the experience I was in that moment rather than resisting it. And yes, sales were slow and it was looking like I was going to lose money on the show. And I am honestly ignoring the numbers of this and just knowing that what I gained can be the connections and these other learnings. But yeah, so I didn't want to be there, but what could I do? Like I decided instead to just like make the most of every interaction and like every moment. So again, like going back to not having Wi-Fi and having bad cell service, it was this amazing opportunity to just let myself off the hook for not having my head down and be working. I was forced to just loosen up and be present. And I had to let go of all of the control of the situation. I could control nothing other than, you know, my own alignment to my own energy and to my, you know, a higher, better version of myself than what I was potentially feeling. and not allow myself to give in to any thoughts of frustration that were coming up. So what I was doing was just like reframing again and again, all the reasons I was there and all the reasons everything was okay, all the learnings, all the things I was grateful for. And I talked to so many people who didn't know the shop existed, but lived close by. I had a really powerful connection with someone, and we actually ended up like crying and hugging, just talking about the water and the environment and how powerful water can be in terms of our, you know, everything that I stand for. And she saw it. We realized we were on the same page and it was emotional. Anyway, I also saw people in all sorts of moods and stages of life that helped me to feel immense gratitude for my health, for my energetic state, and so on. And I don't want to say that seeing people in, you know, a less than okay situation helped me feel better about mine, but, you know, ultimately, like, that happens. I could see somebody struggling or look at a couple in a really intense conversation or relationship, or see a parent and a child fighting and just be like, there's so much pain in that situation, and I'm so grateful to, you know, be where I am. And what I realized about like the weekend as a whole, was that a lot of it came down to just like setting the right expectations. I was letting people know what I could and couldn't be there for. I operated on my own timeline. I showed up when and where I could without pressure or guilt. And like I said, I just reframed everything with myself. So even the expectations that I had originally had, I just surrendered all of it. And what was interesting was on Saturday, we were supposed to have yoga in the shop, and there was not a snowflake to be seen downtown, but when I looked at the radar, it was like a legit snowstorm was going on, you know, just 30 miles west where the shop is. And I was so tempted to cancel, but something in me was like, no, we have to do this anyway. So I was texting with a few people, including the instructor and one of the participants. And first I called it off and then immediately was like, no, 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 we're doing this. So I had been up since 5 doing my like normal morning practice because I knew that if I didn't make time for it, the things I wanted to do at that hour, it wasn't going to happen on Saturday. And I was not okay with that. I was on like day 50 maybe or more of the Kundalini Kriya that I've been doing. So I was definitely not about to give up on that. And I knew that after the show, I would not have wanted to take the time to do it before I went out to dinner with my friends anyway. So I also just like require these moments of quiet before the world is up and before I'm, you know, giving my energy to anyone else. And it's just so important. but again, it was like another moment of surrender. The roads were so questionable and the drive was very sketchy, but we all got there safely. Everyone who was supposed to be there was there. And the class was beautiful. The snow was falling outside the windows, just these like giant snowflakes, and everything felt so perfect in those moments. And, you know, during the actual flow a couple times, I was really tempted to be thinking about like, okay, are we going to finish on time? And will I be able to get ready in time? And will I be able to drive there and get to the show before it starts at 10 and blah, blah, blah. And I kept having to remind myself like, no, you are doing yoga right now, or look at the snow, and just like come back to the present. So anyway, after the flow ended and there were a couple people still lingering, and I, you know, because we do snacks and coffee and chat, there were a couple of people lingering as I like started to get myself changed and put my makeup on for the show. But I realized I was going to be about an hour late, and so I started to like kind of rush again and feel a little bit guilty about it, knowing that my booth was, you know, sitting there with sheets covering it all up. And I mean, they're like Sesame Street sheets, no less. So it's kind of ridiculous. But then I just had this sense of peace and was like, okay, one, the show has been slow, like relax. Two, the roads suck. So allow them to be like plowed so that my drive will be safer and probably faster. And like three, be present again to like what's happening right here. Like there are people you love in this beautiful shop on this beautifully snowy day right here, right now. Like you like these people. Be here. So I did. And when I got to the show, people were like, glad you made it. Like, it's been so slow all morning. And I'm like, haha, perfect. But I went on to have like a great day. And then my parents bailed me out early evening so I could go meet up with my friends. And when I was getting ready then, I took a few moments to like pack for the next day a little bit, finish up some things for work, and also surrender some tasks that I hadn't been able to complete over the course of the day, realizing I didn't need to force it. And then I went out and had a lovely night with some of my best friends. And if I hadn't paused and been intentional about like setting my own expectations about the timing, what I could and couldn't complete, and just like taken a moment to be present and transition from one thing to the next, the entire situation would have been totally depleting for me. But my energy instead was in one place at a time. And that didn't allow for like an energetic drain of like trying to be in multiple places at once and thinking and multitasking and all that madness. So it's just like presence and boundaries and proper expectations with yourself and others and surrender. To say that I wasn't totally drained by Monday after 4.5 days of the show and more conversations than I usually have in like an entire month, would be a lie. But Monday night, we had a sound healing in the shop with Tibetan bowls. And this meant I could connect with myself and release the energy of all that had just happened and really like renew myself, close that chapter, and kind of deal with some of the emotions of everything that had been going on, and everything that was coming up with the accident and everything. So we're sitting there and I looked around the room that night, and pieced together just how so many different circumstances had brought each person into the shop that on Monday night, you know, the different guests, none of them knew each other. They knew me. I was the common theme, the common thread. And I was super emotional about it. Just like the way that these people have come into my life and, how I'm able to connect them to, you know, maybe the start of their healing journey if they're not on one yet. And I just felt like, wow, what an amazing opportunity for me to, you know, it's so easy for me to put on this event because I'm friends with Sarita, the one who's, she's an energy alchemist, but the one who's playing the bowls. It's easy for us to put this together. It's easy for me to invite people. And yet it's so important and impactful. And it just really, it, you know, obviously it does the actual energetic work, but it also kind of kickstarts this like desire to take care of yourself and to heal and to ask questions. And the night was emotional and powerful and peaceful and truly what I needed. And normally before those nights or events like that, we usually do like some sort of meditation, or I send Sarita notes about an intention I'd like to set or a certain thing that I want to focus on. But the weight of the happenings of the world really kind of had us all feeling just low. And by all of this, maybe it was just me and Sarita who had talked about it. But when she mentioned that, like the goal of the night was just to allow and feel and open up our hearts and focus on love, I just like felt such a sigh of relief take over me. Because the helicopter crash, kind of like knocked the wind out of me. Do I have a strong connection to Kobe? No, but I'm a human and that's a tragedy in so many ways. And it just kind of felt like the same themes of everything I talked about above, like presence, showing up for yourself and others, commitment to things you feel strongly about, friendship, love, connection. Those were all things that have been like highlighted about Kobe, about, you know, life in general. Like anytime somebody passes away, I think it's normal to kind of have this like, you know, this look at your life and taking stock of how you are and do you need to change things and, you know, all of that. And this, of course, did that to me. And I was in a haze on Monday as all these details emerged, and I could not stop thinking about like a lot of things, but also how truly, truly blessed I am to have so many amazing people in my life and had had a chance to connect with a few of them on Saturday that I haven't had a lot of time with in the past couple years, really. And it was like on Monday, maybe Monday night, I don't really know when, I just kind of felt this, but like need to recommit to being more present, and to commit to like making and keeping the social plans with people. Like life may be short and like time is not guaranteed. So for me, it feels like you have to put people first when you are called to. And that's not all the time. And yes, there's always exceptions to that. And this is with like whatever, circumstantial, but maybe even when you're not called to, you still do it anyway. Like how important is it to treat the people you love to your presence and your talents and just like being there for them? And that's not always something I'm great at. And yeah, my excuses are, I feel, always legit, but they're also like detrimental to the quality of my life at times, probably. And that's like a lesson I don't want to learn the hard way. I also started thinking about my own legacy. And if I died suddenly, what would people say about me? Like, you know, some people would probably, you know, who have a little bit more access to me or time with me would have one thing to say. But I think a lot of people would say things like, she works really hard, or she was always too busy, and, or, you know, like she was a good friend when she was available. And maybe that's dramatic, and I like to think that I'm always doing the best that I can, but the impact I leave on this world might not be through my business, and maybe it's through the way I show up for people I love, or even the people I meet wherever I go. And how can I do that? Through being present. And on top of all of that, can I still live in a way that I'm maxing out my human experience each day? Like, is it possible to leave no passion, like no urge to do something or feeling left unexplored? And can I live in a way where I'd be proud if every single day I'd be like, cool, if that's my last day, that was amazing. Can I ensure that I'm on good terms with everyone I love and they know how I feel about them every day? Can I make sure that I'm staying true to my purpose? And can I also get out of my own way in terms of like allowing God to fill in the details of what that truly looks like? And can I let it be bigger and better than I can actually imagine? So I challenge you to maybe consider your own life in this way. What would your legacy look like? Are you living presently? And if not, like, what is it costing you? Can you slow down when and where you can to like create these transitions in your life that allow you to be more present in the next moments? And what will it take for you to live this next week, well, day, week, month, year, life, just from now on? What will it take for you to live in a way that you would feel okay knowing it was your last? Are you happy with the way things are unfolding? And can you truly say that you're showing up for yourself and your purpose and the people you care about? So that's a lot of rambling, but it's been on my heart and it feels super relevant as I am planning out the way I spend my time in the next couple of weeks. And I just wanted to share that with you so you could also consider it And if it helps you reconnect with a version of yourself that allows for the people, the places, and things you love, then I've done my job. So thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.